That's the last piece of action on what's been a hugely enjoyable afternoon here at Park Éireann in Cork. Cork, one goal and 12 points. Donegal, one goal and 19 points. I'll tell you what, Martin, at halftime, we didn't predict this score.
But it's like exactly what you said the first half, though, just to meet halftime. We were creating the chances. We're taking the wrong option. The second half, we created the chances, but we took the right options. And what did we score the second half? 113 was it the second half? We scored in the second half, and that's some turnaround for a half. So brilliant performance all round. We got to grips with the two wing half forwards. They were completely put out of it the second half. That's good management. That's good work by the stats man. That's good work by everybody, and especially by the players in the field. And Dara Wheel did the right thing: is put the player Rory Dean on the front foot, and you push forward and kick that point, and that made a difference. So good performance. It's good 2 points now. We're waiting for the other scores to come in, but what a performance! You know, we look at it. You know, when Mallard, you know, Niall O'Donnell getting them scores. We think your good friend Raymond Brake would be proud of him there the day as a Unions man doing that. But all over, Paddy McGrath made a big difference when he came in, settled the whole thing down, and you know. And Q McFadden had a great second half. We could mention a lot of players, you know, the important scores at the stage from Ray McHugh and Michael Murphy. Jamie Brennan got the score of the second half. You know, we look at it, there was Darrow Wheel, what a second half. You could go through a lot of them, could name every player. This is a good performance, not a good first half, but we still had a lot of possession. We just took the wrong option. Second half, a far, far better performance from us, and a very good performance. So we can look forward to, you know, Ballyshannon next Sunday against Kildare, and hopefully the results go right for us everywhere else, and that we're still in with a chance of getting promotion, because on that that's our best performance. That second half is our best performance this year, Jimmy.
Well, there are a lot of big talking points from that game as well, Martin. A lot of big moments. There were key moments in the game, none more so perhaps than Cork's goal just before halftime, scored by Matty Taylor. And you were kind of fearful, I suppose, at halftime with Donegal trailing by 5 points at the break. But they managed just to lift the game in the second half. I thought Darrow Boyle's introduction was significant, and he had such an important second half.
Yeah, he did very poor when he came on the first half. He didn't get to grips with the game or to grips with Rory Dean, but then the second half he was unbelievable, and he had a fabulous second half. And there'll be other people other than us trying to pick man of the match and everything else, but a very, very good second half. Niall O'Donnell, we talked about. Kieran Thompson, maybe he missed a couple of scores, but he got a couple of great interceptions. We talk about that thing, we go back to that Darrow Wheel block at important stage to put Cork 2 points up again, but that was a brilliant block. It would be probably Keelan McGonigal's fist, you know, winning the ball in the middle of the field, and Q McFadden in that area was brilliant. Oisín Gallen had a very good match too for a young lads, you know, inside, and Jimmy Brennan getting the scores. We could through them all, you know. Q McFadden, his second half performance, Michael Ling, and we look at the back line, Owen Van Galler, maybe not as prominent in the second half, but he kept us in the game the first half by carrying the ball forward. Liam McClune, his physical power in that area, and then, you know, that Stephen McMenamin, you know, how strong he was. He went forward, he won the free that threw us level in that second half. So look at any of the, of course, the Michael Murphy factor was very good and kicked the freeze at important stages. So all round, good performance. Good to have the players, you know, back, getting the squad together back and everything else. And looking forward now, Jeremy, to a big, big match next Sunday. And, you know, this performance here, the second half performance, it'll leave the trip short for the supporters going back up the road, but particularly for the players. They'll enjoy themselves going back up the road, because that was, you know, to score 113, it didn't look good at half time. There were a lot of pressure on everything else. And they came out and they didn't hide, and they showed what they were about, and they created the chances and took the chances when it mattered and kicked some very, very good points. I know there was slight breeze and they're back the second half, but they kicked some very, very good points from play in the second half.
And Donegal supporters will be keeping a close eye on how things are going as well in the other matches in Division 2 today. We did say earlier on that Clare and Meath, that game was postponed. It'll be played either Sunday or Monday. But in the other games, latest scores that we have, Kildare look to be on their way to victory against Tipperary and Newbridge. Last we heard, Kildare 1-9, Tipperary 3 points in fact now. And then the other game in Cross McLean, at half time, Armagh leading against Fermanagh, and what's a close game, Martin. Armagh 5 points, Fermanagh 4 points.
Well, it's always going to be close. I'm just getting a WhatsApp message from Grace Boyle here. She's down the commentary here in sunny Spain. Well, it's not sunny over here anyway. We had a lot of rain to bring up, but it's good. It's a great second half, and be happy with that there. And I know there's a lot of Donegal supporters all over the world listening to us, and a lot of Donegal people at home listening to us today. So look, at it was, as I said, a great second half performance. But we'll not know the scores, because them games were late. So, you know, hopefully the scores, it looks like Kildare is going to win, unless a very strong breeze is going to beat Tipperary, and that's going to put them what, to 7 points. But I think the big games is the Meath Fermanagh game, that we want at least one of them to get beaten, to get us back in the hunt, or at least to draw. So I think all you can do is do your own job. at half time it looked under pressure, but by you know, the second half was a good performance, and Donegal people can be very happy all over the world, and particularly Donegal people back in Donegal listen to us, that we've got a good performance, players back, and a lot of very good performances all round from everybody.
Well, the Donegal players are still out in the pitch down in front of us, the substitutes and the players and the backroom team, they're in a huddle down on the pitch in front of us. Most of the fans have made their way to the exits at this stage. Declan Boner is in among them there, and I'm sure they're having a chat, and they're delighted with that performance, delighted with the result. A 7-point victory here today in Parky Rean in Cork, and that's a significant victory for Donegal. They move on to 8 points, level on points with Meath, who don't play today, and level on points with Fermanagh as it stands. Fermanagh still in action in Cross McGlean against Armagh. So it's all set up nicely for next weekend's game against Kildare next Sunday in Ballyshannon. It should be a big crowd in Father Tierney Park for that one, Martin, and it's one we'll look forward to.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. I suppose the two teams who were favourites to get promotion were Donegal and Kildare at the start. The other thing about that scoring 119 today, if it does come down to scoring averages, that will help you, you know, and our head to head with Meath, if it ends up with Meath, would leave you in a position where we've beaten Meath, so it would be important to beat Kildare next week, but our head to head with Meath would leave you there, so with Fermanagh it wouldn't be, so you'd hope maybe three teams would end up 10 points. But that, you know, that second half performance, there's one player I didn't mention, is Eamon Doherty, who had a very good game on their strong player Luke Connolly, who was taken off there. You know, he would be their classed as Cork's best player, and he did a really good marking job on him and contributed going forward, very much so. So I think that looking at it, you know, all round Sean Patton's kickouts were very good the second half. He had one that he just hit Eamon Doherty with a bad kickout, but other than that, his kickouts were very good the second half. But yeah, as you said, Jim, we're looking forward to next week. Kildare, shoot, again, the difference is, and this is what's the disappointing thing about the whole thing, when we play Fermanagh, all hell breaks loose. When we play Armagh, all hell, you know, we've no football. It's all pulling and dragging. This game of the day was played the way Gaelic football should be played. We're down to Clare, it was played the way Gaelic football should be played. We went to Tipperary, it was played right. The Meath game, even though the conditions were poor, played. But Armagh and Fermanagh, it was all pulling and dragging. And so many people say, Donegal are lying down, Donegal. Donegal didn't lie down today. Donegal don't lie down. And it's unfair for teams to say that about referees. You know, I think it's coming down to, you know, got to look, you know, we look at it that there. Donegal are a footballing team, wanted to play football. Cork played football of the day, and we played football with them. And it was an enjoyable game, Jeremy. You really enjoyed it. It was a brilliant game of football. That's what we want to see. This Ulster thing of dragging and pulling and dragging and tactically and trying to do everything, it's not enjoyable football. This game of the day was very enjoyable, and it's great to see the Donegal team and everybody around them out in the field there. But we do enjoy it. So, I mean, maybe Donegal are not blamed for everything, that people, maybe other counties saying it. Maybe the other counties need to take a look at themselves and the pressure they put on referees and everything else. Because this is the kind of way we want to see Gaelic football played. Whether you win or lose, you want to see a game of Gaelic football, and you want to see players safely getting through a match. You know, they've worked tomorrow, whatever else they have. And that's what we saw today.
Well, Cork are in big, big bother at the bottom end of the Division 2. But for Donegal, it's so different. They are firmly in the battle for promotion back to Division 1. Can they do it? Well, it'll probably be answered next weekend when they meet Kildare in their last game in the league in Division 2. It's been a topsy-turvy campaign. There's been some good performances from Donegal, some disappointing results as well, but today was a big, big display, a big win, and they come away from Parky Rean with a 7-point victory on a scoreline of Cork 112, Donegal 119.